This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are you laughing?
You're cracking me up. I've mentioned this numerous times here in the offseason, and I'm wondering if we're starting to think this even more. What do you think the Haslams have told Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski?
Do your job. That's what I think. We're going to let you do your job. I mean, there
is a time frame here.
No,
that's the point.
I think they said do your job. And I think that there is a group effort on the Deshaun Watson mistake. And that's why these guys have had so much time. That's why no one got fired. That it's a group effort on the mistake.
You think that's the case?
Yeah. My problem is I don't know that they all still believe it was a mistake. And I'll sit here till I'm blue in the face, and I will tell you that if Deshaun Watson is healthy enough by the end of the season, and the opportunity is there for him to jump back out on the field, he will. Sorry, you can growl all you want. They're paying a lot of money for that guy to sit out. You know I'm right on that last part of it. He may not ever see the field again. I get it. And so people are driving around, he's never going to play for the Browns again. I know that's what you think, but you're not writing the check. You're not writing the check. I had a huge argument. If you want to go back and watch the podcast from last night, that's actually kind of dropped this morning with Daryl. Daryl and I had the same thing. Like, just think about it. If you're paying all this money for someone to work for you and they're physically unable to do it and then they can physically do it, are you really, like, come on, if you're writing that check and there's a chance that you can squeeze some blood out of that rock, you're going to. I'm not saying he's going to play this year. I'm not. But I think if the opportunity arose, they would do it. He'd be back and active.
The issue to me here is...
Daryl thought I was crazy, by the way. And you might too.
I
don't care.
I can't rule it out.
There's too much money on the
line.
I
can't rule it out. And here's why. Somewhere, and we're kind of, I think we've all kind of assumed that ownership pushed for the Deshaun Watson deal.
Yeah.
Now, whether it was Andrew Berry's, if it was Andrew Berry's deal, Andy, if Andrew Berry went to the Haslams and said, here is the answer to our quarterback situation, and this makes us a better franchise, this is the deal. We'll give up all of these number ones. We'll give up these three other picks, and we'll give them the biggest contract in the history of contracts.
He'd be with another organization doing something else or out of football.
He'd be working for an insurance company.
Yes.
That's why I think these guys might have some time, and I agree with you on that.
So how long do they have? That's the question.
Well, they just signed contract extensions last summer.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, we all know it's the NFL, only not for long.
Only writing a check. I would think last year was year one of, at the absolute most, two more years.
All right, so that's what I had. I had three figures. Yeah, which is but the same. So that not it would be last year, this year, and next year, because that's the way I looked at it.
Last year, this coming year. And if there's any kind of growth at all, they get at least another year. At least another. And that's tough to say because they just won three games. That's tough to say.
I can't see that another three-win season has full changes. It's got to. I mean, it's just it's the NFL. It doesn't matter what your name is.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
Unless that's the plan.
Unless that's the plan.
Unless all of them sat down in the soundproof room and said, we're in rough shape, and this needs a reset.
And we're from Tennessee, and that's where Peyton went to school, and his nephew's coming out, and we like him.
But even that part of it, like, okay, whatever, you know, if that's the case, then that's the case, that they could see that far into the future, in which case I'd love to see some lotto numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say that's really taking a shot in the dark.
This is my big question, and it's just because, like, if you look at the offseason of the Browns, there's no desperation. There's no move that you can look at that says the seat is getting a little hot.
It's all been really solid, trying to build a football team moves and not an abundance of them.
There's no let's throw a whole bunch of money at Devontae Adams. There's no let's try to make a trade for DK Metcalf. There's no move that screams we have to win.
That's exactly right. And that's a little concerning. Because right now, you know, you take a look at what there is on offense and you think, oh my God, is that lacking? And what have they done? Where have they beefed up the offense? On the offensive line. What do teams do when they beef up the offensive line? It's usually a long-term play, isn't it? Now, they've brought in some guys that, you know, I mean, that's, we build an offensive line and we work around that. Okay. And it also screams we're going to do everything we can to protect the quarterback, whoever that quarterback might be. I just get the feeling that Kevin and Andrew Berry are locked in for this year, and I don't think their jobs are on the line unless Andy you do unless it's what you if they go 3-14 again, I'm guessing they all get fired. But if they win,
unless
7-10, I'll bet they're not. I don't know, but you've got to.
What if I told you? What if I told you? Look. They're going to stink. They're going to 0-17 next year, but you know you're going to get Arch Manning.
Then they'll both.
Are you patient? No, is everybody patient?
No, they'd all get blown up.
Well, what record do they need?
We don't know that Arch Manning's the answer.
Well, I'm just saying. I wonder how many. I mean, he does have nine touchdowns in college, so.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you knew you could get the best quarterback coming out next year, that would be leaps and bounds better than the two guys that everyone considers to be the best quarterbacks this year. Are you okay just being chill this year and saying, okay, here we go again? Well, let's face it, we've been doing it since 99, so we're used to doing it. I hate the fact that that's where the bar is.
You know, I know there's been a lot of talk about have a good team to move into the dome. Here's the thing. The Browns are as close.
That's a horrible way to run this, right?
I know, and I don't think that that's being run that way. I don't either, but I just... It's this. The Browns are as close to... as close to insulated from a one loss record and fan support as I think you could possibly get. Do you know what I mean? The Browns can have a lousy year and people are still going to support them like crazy. There's going to be interest like crazy. That's not always the case with the Guardians. It's not always the case, you know, with the Cavaliers. They're going to get support like crazy. And so that's why I don't think that it's necessarily an issue. And I think they've been given marching orders, build the team. Because what's one of the, I think, one of the worst things an NFL team can do is to sell out and try and win for 1 year. Because then you don't look at young guys. You're maybe overspending on veterans who aren't the guys you should be overspending on. And I think that can be problematic. And so
you get real old real quick too by doing that because you're bringing in veterans. Yeah.
And I would think that their marching orders have just been, okay, let's build a better team and not rebuild. Let's just build. And I think that's where they are. If I had to guess, that's what my thought would be on this.
It's got to be 2 years. I mean, they had to have said, like, it had to be 2 years. Plus, the other thing is you don't want to back off on the fact that you had already committed to these guys before after making the playoffs, and you kind of have to, at least if you own the team, you've got to be even keel on the thing. Fans will never be even keel.
That might be true. George is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, George.
George,
good early afternoon, gentlemen.
And to you.
I am of the mind that Watson was Jimmy Haslam's pick, the way that Johnny Manziel was. And that Andrew Berry and Kevin Schepanski are both secure in their jobs because you don't fire, you don't get rid of your guards, you don't get rid of the people who protect you. Because if you do, no one will come in to protect you again. And we know Haslam's history with Pilot Flying J, and he had a good CEO there who protected him, who kept him from going to jail.
All right, George. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. I also think that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski can't coach and GM in fear. You know?
No, not if you want success.
Right. Yeah. That's a bad recipe for success. I don't think that works real well. Wayne is in Cleveland. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Jits, Andy, Jeff. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I just want to chip in on with Andy, with the comments you were saying about Deshaun Watson, and I do agree with you.
That they would give him, if he's healthy and the opportunity is there, they're going to give him another chance. I don't know why
it's too much money on the table. You might as well play it out the next couple of years, man. Who knows? But I can't see him not getting back on that field if he's healthy. I just can't see it. You know what I'm saying?
We're on the same page, man.
What if they draft Shedeur Sanders at 2 and he's playing, Wayne?
Well, then you trade him and you move on if somebody else wants him. I mean, I could.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's true. Yeah. You know, and they still dealing with that. And for someone to say this man ain't going to never play again, you know, it's silly to say that, man. You know,
I would agree with that, Wayne. I don't.
Yes.
If they find somebody this year who can play the quarterback position for them, I don't think Deshaun plays quarterback here again. But I would be stunned if he doesn't play in the NFL again. Wouldn't you, Andy?
I think he'll play again. Once he gets healthy, he's going to play again. Why wouldn't you take a flyer on him? You just won't pay him.
Especially if you don't have to pay him.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yep. Jim's in Strongsville. Hey, James.
First off, guys, I'll bet you both my house he never plays in the NFL again. Why wouldn't you give him a chance? You want that circus? You want? See, there's just too much dirty laundry. There's no way a team.
How much worse could it have been than it was here? If you're going to pick him up and you need a backup quarterback somewhere down the road that you don't have to pay, someone's going to give him another shot. Someone's going to give him another shot.
We've seen guys get blackballed for way less than this. But here's the thing on these two guys. They may be getting told just go out and build the team. I'm sure that they probably are. The bottom line, though, is I don't think if they get off to a bad start next year or they have a bad season next year, I don't think Jimmy Haslam's going to be able to resist the pressure that's going to be built up to let these two guys go. So they may be getting told that right now, but I don't see any way that if they don't have a successful year next year that he can't clean them out. And they say Jeff, you had said they got a built-in fan base that everybody supports and whatever. Listen, I've been a season ticket holder for 10 years. I have never seen the Browns bend over more backwards for season ticket holders than they are right now. I'm telling you right now, they are having trouble selling tickets. They are feeling the pinch. I mean, it's noticeable to anybody I talk to that's a season ticket holder. Like, we've never gotten this kind of attention before. Trust me, they're feeling the pressure. It makes, if people aren't buying these tickets, you think they want to get to the sixth game of the year and have an empty stadium? That's embarrassing.
Let me ask you this, that if that was truly the case, why would they have raised ticket prices?
Andy, I'm just telling you my experience with it.
I've got friends that are season. I'm with you,
Jim. Thank you.
I've heard a lot of the same stuff.
What do you think, folks? What are the marching orders for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Better yet, what should they be? What do you think? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.